This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. Cenogenix is the sponsor of this show and this segment of the show. Cenogenix is a great story because if you watch me in that third hour, you know that even though I'm 57 years old, they've turned the clock back. And they made me look at least 10 or 15 years younger and thinner and stronger and more muscular and thinner in the face, everything. And it wasn't about diet. It was about diet and exercise and hormone therapy and vitamins and healthy living and all the above. And I thought I was in great shape before I went to see Cenogenix. It turned out I wasn't. And I had a lot of problems and a lot of things wrong with me. And they reversed completely or partially all of them. And I'm living proof that 99% of all males over the age of 50 are in big trouble but don't know it yet. Phone number for you to call Cenogenix to get your free, no-obligation consultation so they can do for you what they did for Wayne Root, make Wayne Root great again and make you great again. 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. If you want to be older, don't call. If you want to be younger, call. It's that simple. 888-YOUNGER or go to Cenogenix.com, C-E-N-E-Genix, G-E-N-I-C-S.com, and tell them Wayne Root sent you. They're making America great again, one American at a time. Thank you, Cenogenix. I told you that I would get to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, which I agree with, Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I'm finally on her side on an opinion. Just like earlier today, I told you for once I was on Obama's side. That rap music and hip-hop music and, you know, acting gangster and wearing 12-pound weights around your neck in a gold chain is not cool, and it keeps you from ever getting a good job and ever making it in America. And then when you don't make it in America, you protest and you claim it's because I'm black and white America hates me. BS. That's not what it's about. You did it yourself. And Obama gave some good advice. He sounded like Bill Cosby, I hate to say, because, of course, Bill Cosby sounded great for many years. Now he's in prison. But it doesn't change the fact that his advice was good advice at the time to the average young black male. So it was Obama's. I agree with Obama for once. I agree with Ginsburg for once. U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously on Wednesday, so it's not just Ginsburg I agree with, that excessive fines clause in the Eighth Amendment applies to state and local governments, too, not just the federal government. Announced an opinion written by Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg on her second day back on the bench following a December cancer surgery, the ruling limits states' abilities to seize property and impose fines deemed excessive on citizens who break the law. My example has always been, I remember a few years back, and remember, I'm a big fan of Rudy Giuliani. I think he saved New York City. I think he's the greatest mayor in the history of New York City, the greatest mayor in the history of big cities in the United States. Everything about him was great after 9/11. And I like Rudy Giuliani very much. Doesn't mean I always agree with someone when I like him. One of the areas I disagreed with him was, I remember when he was cleaning up the city, he had this real problem with prostitution. And so his way of solving this problem with prostitution, to clean up the city, because he believed, you know, that little problems turn into big problems, and little windows, you know, little broken windows turn into murders eventually. You can't let people get away with breaking a little window because eventually they become a murderer. That was his theory, and I tend to agree with it. But that doesn't mean you're allowed to take a person's Rolls Royce away instead of giving them a $100 fine for prostitution. And that's what he was doing. He would set up a sting, and he'd catch you soliciting prostitutes who were undercover police women. And first guy got a $100 fine, second guy got a $100 fine, third guy got a $100 fine, fourth guy rolled up in a Rolls Royce, they took his Rolls Royce. And then they get to use the Rolls Royce to buy new police equipment. Well, that's bull. That's just total bull. Because what that means is, and I love cops, and I want cops to have the best weapons and the best cars, but that means that you are incentivized to arrest rich people and take away their nice toys, their planes, their boats, their cars, their homes. That means, let's say you go to a guy's home and you catch him smoking pot. He should be fined $100 if pot's illegal. It's not even illegal anymore in most places. But say it was illegal. You're going to fine him $100 or $200 or $500. But now the game you play is, wait a minute, he's in an $8 million mansion. Being that his son smoked pot in the bedroom of an $8 million mansion, and we caught him because one of the son's friends was annoyed at him and called the police. We raided the house and found him smoking pot. The owner knew nothing about it. Let's take his $8 million house. Let's seize it. Because his son smoked pot in a bedroom of that house when the father wasn't even around. Do you think that's fair? I know that's not fair. I know that's not right. I know that should be illegal. I know that's stealing. That's stealing a man's $8 million house. That's stealing a man's $500,000 Rolls Royce. You don't like that he solicited a prostitute? Great, fine him $100. You don't like he smoked pot? Fine. Fine him $100. But you don't get to steal his car and his house because somebody smoked pot. And it wasn't even him. It was his friend who borrowed the house for the weekend. Or house sat for him. That's ridiculous. And so I think there are limits on the federal government doing that, but there were no limits on state and local until now. And the Supreme Court just gave that verdict so that even in local and state, they can't do that anymore. And here's what she wrote. For good reason, the protection against excessive fines has been a constant shield throughout Anglo-American history. Exorbitant tolls undermine other constitutional liberties, wrote Ginsburg. I agree with Ruth Bader Ginsburg for the first time in my life. The court sided with Tyson Timms of Marion, Indiana, and I agree with him, whose $42,000 Land Rover SUV was seized by the state following a guilty plea for selling $385 worth of heroin to an undercover detective. Now, I'm a real anti-drug guy. I've never done a drug in my life. And people who do heroin are the lowest form of human being other than the people who deal heroin, sell heroin. That is the absolute lowest form of human scum. And if you want to give him 5 years in jail, I don't mind. But you can't take his car. Why? Why can you take his car? Why should a police department or a government think they have a right to take his car? Put him in jail. But he gets to keep his car. None of your business take his car. Now, if he has to sell his car to pay for lawyers to defend himself, that might be another thing. That's life. But you have no right to take his car because that incentivizes police departments to say, start targeting everybody who drives a Range Rover, a Maserati, a Ferrari, a Mercedes, a BMW. Start targeting them. Go after them. And by the way, if you see a black man in a million-dollar car, absolutely tail him and pull him over and search the car for drugs. We want his car. I don't like things like that. I don't agree with things like that. That is absolutely a recipe for racism. This is Wayne Root, the conservative, talking. Racism, because it's anti-capitalism. I'm, above all else, I'm a capitalist, even more than a conservative. Even more than a law and order conservative, I'm a capitalist. Okay? If I'm making money and you happen to find a joint in my pants or cocaine in my pants, you can find me. You might even try and send me to jail. Or you might give me a suspended sentence and give me parole. But the one thing you can't do is say, oh, well, when we caught you with that little bit of cocaine, well, you might even want to send me to rehab. That's fair. But if you catch me a little bit of cocaine, Wayne Root owns a $3 million mansion. Let's take it away from him. That is dirty. That's worse than the crime itself, that government thinks they could steal what you worked your whole life for. Now, if you worked your whole life selling drugs, then I think they could take it if that's what it was about. But I don't know that's a fact. You got to prove that. And you can't take the house till you prove it in a court of law. You can't take it first and then say, oh, go prove I'm wrong. So following a plea bargain, Timms was sentenced to a year of home detention, followed by 5 years of probation and $1,200 in fees. He drew support from civil rights organizations. Other justices of the Supreme Court were highly critical of property seizures and fines. Good. Justice Clarence Thomas suggesting that civil forfeitures has become widespread and highly profitable. I agree. This system, he says, where police can seize property with limited judicial oversight and retain it for their own use, has led to egregious and well-chronicled abuses, wrote Clarence Thomas. I agree. The whole point of America is you can't take people's cars and homes and boats and planes because you don't like them or what they just did. If you could prove they got that plane or that boat just from selling drugs, prove it in a court of law. Until then, the boat belongs to me. Until then, the car belongs to me. Until then, the home belongs to me. None of your business. So good ruling. Unanimous ruling by the United States Supreme Court. In the Timms case, the Indiana Supreme Court noted that while overturning a lower court's ruling, the state's actions against Timms were excessive. Excessive, and I agree. The guy got a $300 fine, but she took away his $42,000 Land Rover. It's called excessive. Now we jumped how dumb liberals are, because that was finally a good ruling, obviously by conservatives and liberals. Everybody agreed that the system is corrupt. You know what I feel really bad for? So that means from this day forward, police can't do that. But what about all the guys they did it to? What about all the guys and gals they did it to? You know, you were soliciting a prostitute. Have you been found guilty? No. But we're going to take your car. The guy next to you walked up to the hooker. All they could do is give him a $100 ticket. The guy in the street corner smoking pot, he got a $100 ticket. But the guy they pulled over in a $100,000 car smoking pot, they took his car. So he got a $100,000 ticket. Well, the other guy got a $100 ticket for the same crime. It's wrong. But now let's talk about how wrong liberals are. California dairy farmers must buy multi-million dollar cow manure digesters to comply with climate change law. California is now a communist state. There's nobody that can do business in that state. It's an absolute joke. There's no farmer that can do business. There's no manufacturer. There's no restaurateur. You can't do business in California. Talk about ripping people off. California Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill in 16 to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Adam Ashton reports the Sacramento Bee methane builds up in dairy manure pits where farmers store waste for months so they can spread it on the crops they grow to feed their cows. And so they got to now regulate this. And in order to comply with the new law, California's dairy farmers have to purchase expensive methane digesters, each costing several million dollars, to convert the greenhouse gas emitted by cow manure into a source of renewable energy. Folks, the Republican Party has to run ads in 2020 that say if you want your milkshake, if you want your cheeseburger, if you want your ice cream, you'll never get it again the rest of your life if Democrats are in control. They're going to kill the cows. They're going to kill the farmers, put everybody out of business. No more burgers, no more cheese, no more ice cream. Good luck, kiddies.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, racial approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American gold Grand Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. It is not health insurance. It is an alternative to health insurance. It's called Christian Health Sharing. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member. My children are members. It's my third year. I saved $18,000 in the premiums in year one, $18,000 in the premiums in year two. I will save $18,000 this year. In year three, it's $54,000 over 3 years. I am going in the hospital tomorrow, so I'll be able to tell you more about what happens with the surgery. But so far, they have been the greatest thing I ever joined in my life. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's the way healthcare should be. Call Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com is their website, lightyourliberty.com. Let's play that Kamala Harris audio tape one more time. I want everybody to hear it, and this time I want to hear. Want you to listen to it, and then at the end of it, we're going to play, you know, the presidential song. So that you got it, so you can hear what a real president sounds like. Get the feel now. Here we go.
Have you ever smoked?
I have.
Okay.
And I inhaled. I did inhale. It was a long time ago. But, yeah.
I know you have to go. They say you have to go. I just
broke loose.
I mean, were they in college? Uh-huh. See, I like stuff like that. That's a real honey-ass deal. Was it a blunt or joint?
It was a joint.
Hey.
Yeah.
You remember the high?
I do.
What were you listening to when you was high? What song was it?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, definitely Snoop. Tupac, for sure.
Now, what's your favorite hip-hop artist now? What's your favorite artist?
You know, I really love is Cardi B.
You like Cardi B?
I really do.
Little presidential music played to the background of Kamala Harris with such a presidential message. This message is approved by George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, FDR, John F. Kennedy, and of course Barack Obama, who also inhaled. Anyway, more news that sums up the Democratic Party. Muslim Representative Ilhan Omar is going to fundraise for a designated terror group. In 2014, the United Arab Emirates designated the Hamas-tied Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, as a terror group. And the senators in the U.S. have been pushing to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a terror organization, which include groups in the U.S. like CARE. Still, Muslim Representative Ilhan Omar, one of two first-ever Muslim women in the United States House, who once sought leniency for Islamic State terrorists, will be fundraising with CARE. She'll speak at CARE's Los Angeles 4th Annual Valley Banquet. Tables cost $500. CARE LA is honored to have Congresswoman Ilhan Omar as the featured speaker for the 4th Annual Valley Banquet. Reads a press release from the LA chapter of the group that was formed as a Hamas support network in the United States. Can you imagine Hamas? Hamas is a terror organization. We have congresswomen speaking and fundraising for terror organizations. Wow. And by the way, she made a point of saying how terrible lobbying is, so awful. According to records of the Federal Elections Commission, last summer, Ilhan Omar received $60,000 from PACs, including CARE. CARE was named as an unindicted co-conspirator in the 2009 Holy Land Foundation trial, the largest terrorism financing trial in American history. And not only is CARE have a PAC, it's a lobbying organization. On January 10th, CARE hosted the community congressional reception at which Ilhan Omar spoke. In all, she received tens of thousands of dollars from lobbying groups. None of her money came from AIPAC or NRA or fossil fuel industry, and she happened to mention those three as the problem in America. She's just a total liar. CARE's people have been involved with fake hate Muslim crimes. They've said that American law does not apply to them. They are not here to assimilate but to conquer. If we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land, Herman Mustafa Carroll said, executive director of the Dallas-Fort Worth CARE branch. Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith but to become dominant. CARE founder Oman Amand. Wake up, people. You got terrorists in the United States House of Representatives.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An Alabama woman who claims she was born in New Jersey is being told she is no longer a U.S. citizen and not welcome. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo took to Twitter to announce they will not allow the woman to return to the country after she left the United States to join ISIS. She's now in a refugee camp and begging to be allowed to come home. Today at the White House, President Trump says it's up to new Attorney General William Barr to decide what to do with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report.
That'll be totally up to the new Attorney General. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country and respects the Justice Department.
Reports are out there saying that Mueller's report could be finished by as soon as next week. Empire actor Jesse Smollett was officially classified as a suspect in a criminal investigation by the police on Wednesday for allegedly filing a false police report in connection with his attack claims. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, way down the road, Warren Al on USA Radio Network. Coming up in just a few minutes, it's going to be time for Newsmax TV. This segment of the show is sponsored by Tangible Investments, by the way. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. Not necessarily a down market, but a volatile and unpredictable one. And that's sure what's happened. First it was way down, then it was way up. You need asset protection and you need valuable advice. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, you have the receipt to prove it. Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Not for buying something from Tangible, just for calling up Tangible and proving that you are a client who understands gold and silver and you've bought it before. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Find out if you qualify for your free $199 gold gift free. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000. All right, we've got our guest here. Our guest is Lawrence Lehmer, author of a new book called Mar-a-Lago, Inside the Gates of Power at Donald Trump's Presidential Palace. He's a 25-year resident of Palm Beach. Lawrence Lehmer, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thanks for having me, Wayne.
Yeah, I've been to Mar-a-Lago twice now, both times a guest of President Trump. I don't know yet what's in your book, good or bad. Is it a good book about Trump? Is it a bad book? Is it a mix? Tell us what the point of the whole thing
is. I'd say it's the truth. When it's something good about the guy, I write it. If it's bad, I don't like these books that just find one thing and they're not going to say the other thing. So I try to tell everything about the man that during his life in Palm Beach. It's a very important part of his life, as you know, and hasn't been written about before.
Right. So, listen, Trump bought it for, is this right? Mar-a-Lago is valued at $500 million, $500 million, and he bought it for $3,000? Is that right?
No, he paid $3,000 out of his pocket. He got it for $5 million, but it's probably the best real estate deal in American history. So if you say the guy isn't a good deal maker, well, then that's one heck of a deal.
So let me ask you a question. I don't know if you know the answer to this, but how did he manage to get it for $5 million when it's worth $500 million then? Then maybe it's worth $50 million. How did he get it for $5
million? Well, then it was probably worth about $20 million. He said, 15 years later, he said, you know, sometimes you do things dirty to get a deal. And I did things dirty. The asking price is around. There are other people who would have paid about $15 million for it. How does he get it for $5 million? The lawyer that represented Doyle Rogers, his wife was in real estate. She represented this strip of land across from Mar-a-Lago in the ocean that Trump paid $2 million for, and she got a $120,000 commission. And then after he sold it to Trump for $5 million, who does he hire as his lawyer but Doyle Rogers? Now, the other realtors in Palm Beach were really upset with that Trump got such an incredible deal, that's for sure.
And if he bought it for $5 million, how did he get to put only $2,000 down? If I buy something for $5 million, they tell me I need 25% down, so I got to put $1 million down on $5 million, not $3,000. How did he do that?
Well, no. Look, rich guys, they don't have a mortgage, right? And Trump didn't have the money then, so he secretly got a mortgage to pay for it. But he didn't tell anybody, so he wrote the check for the whole amount, and then he paid. That was the bank's money, but he paid $3,000 out of his pocket for the real estate fees, the taxes, that kind of thing. That's all out of his pocket.
Got it. And so, look, super bright guy, obviously. What were Trump's motives to turn into a private club? I've always assumed, I've told this to people before, that Trump is brilliant and Trump is cheap as could be with a Scottish background. All my friends are Scottish, say they're cheaper than me, and I'm Jewish. And so they always brag about that. I'm assuming he said, look, I could live here, make half of it my home, make it a private club, the whole thing becomes tax deductible, the whole thing's paid for. Am I right?
Not really. What happened is in the early 90s, he was in a lot of financial trouble. He had four business bankruptcies. He loved Mar-a-Lago. He didn't pay his real estate taxes for 2 years, didn't pay his mortgage for 2 years, and he's got to figure some way to make money. What could he do? He wanted to build about 8 homes on the 17 acres. They didn't like him in Palm Beach. I mean, he was this guy that was kind of gaudy in their face. He wasn't part of the establishment. They hated him. They wouldn't give him permission. So he decides to make a club. A Jewish lawyer, Paul Rumpel, comes to him and says, there are 5 clubs in Palm Beach. 4 of them won't have Jews as members. And the fifth one is a Jewish club. That's all full up. You start a club, you'll have many, many Jewish members. And that's what he did. It was basically largely a Jewish club.
And yet people call him an anti-Semite or KKK and Hitler, which I think is hilarious.
No, that, you know, it's funny because that disturbs me. Because, look, he went to as a kid, he went to his private school, was half Jewish. They would vacation in the Catskills, okay? There weren't too many Gentiles in the Catskills. His heroes are Jewish. His daughter is converted. His grandkids are Jewish. So he's not anti-Semitic, that's for sure.
Right. By the way, why would his family vacation in the Catskills? That brings up an interesting question. Why were they? Only Jewish people can't vacation in the Catskills in New York. Every single club. I've been to the Concord. I've been to Grossinger's.
Yeah,
I've been to the Raleigh. As a kid growing up, I'm a Jewish kid. It was all Jews. So I always wondered if the Trump family might secretly be Jewish and they converted to Christianity just, you know, for obvious reasons. Is it sure that Trump himself's Jewish background?
No. You know what? This is funny because I'm a Christian. My ex-wife is Jewish. And we would go there. And I loved it. It's just fun. And I don't know anything about it. But if you want to have a great time, that was the place to go. And to them, if you're Jewish or not, he's a New Yorker, it was no big deal. It was no big deal to him.
All right. What transpires? We're talking to Lawrence Lehmer, by the way, author of a new book, Mar-a-Lago, Inside the Gates of Power at Donald Trump's Presidential Palace. He's a 25-year resident of Palm Beach. Is Trump, friendly to you in the past? Have you met him? Do you know him? Are you friends?
Oh, yeah.
Are you enemies?
I'm not a member, but I go quite often. He's been just fine to me.
Even after you wrote the book? What about the book?
Saturday night, there's this big event I'm going there.
Yeah, so he doesn't mind you wrote this book at all?
He hasn't said anything one way or the other. I don't know. He'll love some things in the book, some things you're not going to love.
All right. I think he's of the same belief that I am, that no publicity is bad publicity. If it makes him famous, it makes Mar-a-Lago famous, and it's got some good and some bad, I think he'd say, you know what, good publicity. So
that's the way the guy is.
Yeah. Me too. What transpires behind the gates when Trump is there at Mar-a-Lago?
Well, people just, when he's there, people go crazy to be with him, okay? They want to be there. When he's not there, it's half empty. I was there last Easter weekend on a Thursday evening, and he comes in. He loves, he has 3-hour dinners. He's sitting out there and in the veranda in his table, and all night long, different family members are coming up. And then it's after 11 o'clock, and who comes in, I swear, but Don King, the boxing impresario, okay? He comes in. He's dressed as Uncle Sam. And he comes up to Trump's table, he sits down and talks to him, and then he gets up, and the president goes to the family quarters. Don King follows him, screaming, "The president, the great president, the president, the great president."
It's a wild scene. I was there for dinner back in February of last year, about a year ago, and I can brag that I sat down for dinner. I was invited into the inner circle. They had Secret Service agents and the velvet rope surrounding his table, and he was eating dinner with his sons, Eric and Don Jr., and their wives, and Geraldo Rivera. And he gave me the wave, and I came in, and I had a chance to sit. While everybody's having dinner, I sat between Trump and Geraldo Rivera. I know both the sons, Eric and Don Jr., and we all had a good, nice conversation there. So,
it's an exquisite place, isn't it?
It's one of the most amazing places you'll ever see in your lifetime. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, just the entire grounds are amazing. The tennis courts and the area where Donald Trump's junior Barron plays soccer with the Secret Service watching him and his grandfather watching him. I had a chance to be there watching as well. The beach club. What a gorgeous beach club.
Yeah,
oh,
definitely.
My gosh. Amazing.
Definitely.
So what?
Well, you got $200,000. You can join now. You know that.
Yeah, I know. I don't live in Palm Beach. I mean, I get down there once every 2 years. What lessons did Trump learn from Mar-a-Lago?
Well, he took on the establishment. He took on the Palm Beach establishment, this entrenched, what he considered an entrenched, corrupt establishment. He fought them every which way, and he learned the techniques right there in this little town that he used to become president of the United States.
It's quite amazing, and you get the book at Amazon, you get the book at any fine bookstore, I assume, Borders and that type of thing, Barnes & Noble. Lawrence Lehmer, author of a new book, Mar-a-Lago, Inside the Gates of Power at Donald Trump's Presidential Palace, and I could tell you that Lawrence is certainly on the money with a lot of his stuff because I was there, I've been there twice, and I managed to, you know, my buddy Lee is like the mayor of Mar-a-Lago, everybody knows him, everybody loves him, the president loves him, and he would introduce me to every person at the club when I went. This person is this person, and this person is that person. I could tell you that every single member is like the who's who of the world, not just the United States, of the world. In every business, in every industry, the number one guy in that industry is there with a wife dripping in diamonds and an amazing gown, and everybody is the richest of the rich of the rich. It must be what the Great Gatsby was like in the 1920s, right?
When you should have written the book, why did I write it?
I don't know. I should be a lot richer. I'm just a lowly national radio host and TV host. You're the author. Lawrence Lehmer, great. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Oh, great. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
All right. Lawrence Lehmer, author of the new book, Mar-a-Lago, Inside the Gates of Power of Donald Trump's Presidential Palace. All right, let's talk a little bit about some more stuff that's in the news. We've got a minute to go. I'll tell you what's coming up in the next few minutes. First of all, a gay website calls Trump a racist for pushing the decriminalization of homosexuality. Makes sense, doesn't it? More Trump derangement syndrome. And a professor says MAGA hats will someday be viewed the same way as KKK hoods. These are mentally ill people with Trump derangement syndrome. Whacked out people. Do you understand? For 8 years, I hated everything Obama stood for, but I was nice to his daughters, never said a bad word about his daughters, nice to his wife, basically nice to Obama the person. I just thought he was a commie, socialist, Marxist, communist, and I thought he was selling out the United States of America. I thought he was a massive Muslim sympathizer, but I never said kill him. I never said assassinate him. I never said he was a most horrible person than Hitler. Never compared it to Hitler. These people are all crazy, extremist, radical, wacko. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. So many nice emails from fans. So far, thank God, it's running like 150-1. Meaning it's been about 150. I know it's over 100, but it seems like close to 200 emails and texts wishing me well and saying that they will be praying for me to have a safe surgery and a quick recovery tomorrow with my kidney stone surgery set up for tomorrow here in Las Vegas. But on the other hand, one very negative one from a liberal idiot, just a brain-dead moron, going into the hospital, he says, I hope you stay in there a long time. Oh, just sick. You keep talking, he says. Keep talking, you Jew. I report you to Right Wing Watch and Media Matters every single day. And then he says, no more white males or Jews. The greedy white male Jews will turn over their businesses to people of color. Minorities have borne the brunt of the war on drugs. It's time for affirmative action licensing to boost the number of minorities in local cannabis businesses. Yeah, give all the pot to the blacks. What a sick man. What a sicko. What a wacko. He says, I love Jussie. Justice for Jussie. Bernie 2020. Feel the burn. What a moron. Where do morons like you come from? I have no idea. But in any case, all I could tell you is not once in all my years have I ever sent anybody an email or a text or left a bad phone message and said that, you know what, you're going in the hospital, I hope you die, or I hope you get sick longer, I hope you never come out. That's the liberal mentality. And I love when they send that to me because I get to read it to you and you all get to understand the evil we're up against. I don't know what your name is. Let's see what he says his name is, this guy. He sends emails all the time. I think it's the same guy, but I'm not even sure. But he doesn't list his name, so I don't even know what his name is. But I could tell you this much. You're mentally ill, you're evil, and you're part of the devil. The devil's got you, man. And on the day that you pass, I'm telling you, you're going straight to hell, and you're going to burn for the rest of your life. You're a sick, evil person. And so you will get yours, I promise you. I promise you. I don't have to be mean, because the truth is the truth. And I know who the right person is, named Jesus Christ, and I know who the wrong person is, the devil. And you're with the devil, my friend. Fordham Resources is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, I'm the capitalist evangelist. Not just an evangelist about Judeo-Christian values and capitalism, an evangelist about great companies with the potential to be something special, and that's Fordham Resources. Publicly traded, diversified natural resources company, oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fordham is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share. These are facts, folks. Nothing much you can do about facts. Creating 15 billion in shareholder profits. Kamala Harris would not be happy. Ocasio-Cortez would not be happy. Bernie Sanders would not be happy. He turned 15 cents a share stock to $200 a share. And you know what he did with that $15 billion? That enriched all these shareholders. They all went out and they took care of their kids, and they bought nicer cars with better tires to make sure the kids were safe, and they sent some of their kids to private schools to make sure their kids were safe, and they paid for kids' college educations, which paid for all these commie Marxist professors so that they could teach two classes a week and make $400,000 like Elizabeth Warren. What, lie about what race they are? He made sure people had great lives, and those people all probably tithed 10% to charity and made sure disabled kids and mentally ill kids, mentally disabled kids, had a better life because they gave to charity because of that $15 billion, something none of you liberals will ever do. I mean, it's just time to divide this nation. You all think you're so good. You all think you're so smart. You all think you're so badass. Let's give half the country to liberals and half the country to conservatives and watch what happens. You guys couldn't swim in a puddle. You drowned in a puddle. You're so pathetic, helpless, and mentally disabled. You got no shot. And by the way, I apologize to those who really are mentally disabled for comparing you to liberals. I know it's a terrible comparison. You're all nice people. Liberals are not. Guys like this guy that wrote me that letter are evil. Evil. Anyway, Fordham has 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. This is what America's about, man. They're the ones who keep your home warm at night. They're the ones that give you gas in your car. They're the ones that make sure your kids aren't freezing or your kids aren't burning. Because oil and gas and fossil fuel is good. And the more we dig up, the more we drill, guess what? The cheaper the price becomes, which leaves you more money to have a great life, buy a bigger house, buy a nicer car, go on a nice vacation. God, isn't capitalism great? Or would you rather live in Cuba or Venezuela and starve to death and go to the store, wait 3 hours in the line, when you get inside, there's nothing on the shelf? Which one do you choose? I know which one I choose. Or you could go with Ocasio-Cortez. No more milk, no more meat, no more cheeseburgers, no more steaks, no more nothing. Because she'll kill the cows because they fart too much. Fordham has 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources. More than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. They own the rights to City of Gold mining property, 180 square miles. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol, FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. Visit Fordham Resources to find out more. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com, special company. Thanks for sponsoring the show. By the way, remember I mentioned Ilhan Omar is speaking at a CARE event? Well, CARE is now advocating for the ISIS bride who's barred from the U.S. providing free legal assistance. She chose to leave our country and go to Syria. Now she wants back in, and Trump told her today, Trump told Secretary of State Pompeo, tell her, no dice, baby. You ain't coming in our country. Have a nice life. Just go hang out poolside in Syria. That should be a great life. Wayne Hollerud, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV coming up right now.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
They offer.